Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks again for being with us on Southern Utah's only elder care radio program on KDXU 94.9 FM and 890 AM. We want to improve care for all of the seniors in our community, and we do that best when people are better informed and can be their own best medical advocates. This program is brought to you by Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care.
Last week, we started going into details about the word palliative, that the word can have different meanings depending on who is using it. For us, for Kaylee and I, for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, we use a definition that can include everything, and others might use it to describe just one thing. When we use the word palliative, we are talking about a wide range of services and therapies that can be available to improve your life, even if they won't cure your condition.
Palliative care can be clinical, like prescriptions for pain management or to relieve anxiety, but palliative can also be less clinical, like massages, counseling, companionship, or a whole host of other personal services that can and do reduce pain and relieve anxiety. Those supportive services are complex and diverse in nature. For us at Pathway, we want you to have as many choices as possible so that you can find the best way for you to live the best possible life. We want your family to have the best experience possible. For others, it won't necessarily be that at all.
So here's today's assignment. Make a list of all the things that you can think of that could be palliative, and then place them in order of what you would be most important to you. Let's use a small sample as an example. Let's say massage therapy, which can be very palliative. It could be having someone play an instrument for you, or it might be a specific selection of music that you particularly enjoy. Or maybe it's having someone come to your home and just sing some songs with you, some of your favorite songs.
Or companionship could be exceptionally palliative. Having someone spend some time listening to your concerns, talking about current events, maybe sharing spiritual messages with you or reading a book, maybe reminiscing or just remembering and sharing stories about bygone times, our personal histories, whatever it is that you want to talk about during that time.
Palliative could be learning something new or doing an activity together with somebody who's visiting. So there's about 10 different palliative activities right there. Not all of them are equally interesting or comforting for any of us. So put them together in a list and list them in order of what would be most appreciated and least appreciated. And then keep adding to that list.
Have you ever had a massage? There are better than a dozen different massage techniques. Not everyone likes every type of massage. So if you would like a massage, consider what you think the perfect massage would be. Write it down. We could keep this going for the next few weeks with all the possible palliative therapies there are available. And we could do this for months if we included all the integrative therapies that could be available.
Now that you've started your personal palliative profile, you like that PPP? At the bottom of that sheet of paper, put our name, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, along with our phone number, 435-477-6999. Keep it next to your bed and continue to make it better.
As we mentioned last week, we'd like you to share one of your own special palliative care ideas. You can email it to us at care@pathwayhospicecare.com. Again, that is email address care@pathwayhospicecare.com. You can text a message or call us at 435-477-6999, or you can mail it to us. As we review them, we will try to make at least one of them a reality for the author. We will keep it private. If you would like us to, there is no obligation, but it can certainly help others in the community that are at need.
All right. I hope that everyone listening today has a good understanding of what we, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, understands the word palliative to be, or what palliative could be. Palliative is a whole world of services, therapies, and products that can be available to make us feel better. As for this, Southern Utah's only elder care radio program, we are specifically talking about care as we age and many of the illnesses that we may have that cannot be cured. It's important to understand that not everyone has the same definition of the word palliative. So if that conversation comes up, if you have a conversation with somebody and they use the word palliative, ask what the other person means by that word palliative. You might be surprised, but it is far better to be surprised in the beginning and have the opportunity to make adjustments than it is to be surprised in the end.
I'd like to get real specific here and discuss the use of the word palliative by your physician. If you are meeting with your doctor and he or she makes a recommendation for palliative care, what does that mean to you? What do you think you hear when your doctor says it's time to look for palliative care?
Yeah, so what's your doctor really saying with that word? You know, I believe it's important to understand that in our society today, we are constantly bombarded with, almost accosted, with loud, in-your-face messaging. And we may miss the subtle messages, the very important subtle messages that are given. So we need to be sensitive for the messages within the words. We need to read the meaning behind the words. We may need to analyze or assess what and why the doctor is using that word palliative.
We can all agree, your doctor, most of the words that they use, they have reason and meaning behind them. And it is up to us to decipher the reason and the meaning and ask questions if we don't clearly understand. There are a lot of very meaningful words that if our doctor used them, we would immediately recognize. Heavy words like cancer, incurable, metastasize, chronic, failure as in kidney failure, liver failure, congestive heart failure. These words don't take a lot of sensitivity to realize that they are meaningful and important to us. Well, palliative, when it comes from your doctor, is also one of those meaningful words that sometimes get lost in the translation. When your doctor opens the discussion about palliative care, he is doing it purposefully. You need to ask questions if you're not clear of his intent.
So I'm going to be blunt here, and I want you to understand that your doctor doesn't want to be blunt. Blunt can be offensive, and your doctor does not want to offend. In fact, your doctor may be concerned that one of his patients, even you, wouldn't be ready to hear the news that he's offering. Your doctor is saying that no matter what else he or she medically does, it is unlikely to change the path you are on. That another surgery isn't going to make your life longer or better. That another course of radiation won't do anything other than make you sicker. That there is no drug, no process, nothing that will reverse your physical ailment. And that you should be seeking to fight a different fight. Because the fight for a long life is really no longer on the table.
We hope that we aren't being too blunt and that no listener right now is just coming to an understanding that they didn't have before because of these words. That would be very hard, but honestly helpful. If you are struggling with this right now, call our office. We have great people that can discuss your specific circumstances with you privately, and they can offer you the support as you deal with your situation. We truly do want to help. Let's go back to that discussion with your doctor. If your doctor has suggested subtly that you may be palliative appropriate or seek palliative care, what would that look like? What are they saying? They don't believe that whatever else they're going to offer you will be a cure.
That probably won't improve. So when your doctor makes you that offer, he's not going to stop offering you other options. If you want another surgery, another round of radiation, another course of medication, they can do that. They may be thinking, as one person found when they asked for their narrative and plan of care, that the doctor offered a surgical procedure not because they thought it would possibly benefit the patient, but that it simply allowed the family to still retain hope.
Remember, we have talked previously on many occasions about asking for that plan of care and the narrative that the doctor writes out. And in the situation that Richard was just mentioning, this family asked for their plan of care and their narrative, their medical history, and were surprised by what they found. It allowed the patient and her family to consider the truth that their mother, grandmother, and wife would not last but a few weeks longer from the list of debilitating conditions that she had been suffering with for years. That particular patient had the surgery, then spent more than 30 of their last days in a rehab facility post-surgery, isolated from family, isolated from every family member. She was miserable. That patient couldn't see her family members, and she was all alone in a facility on a lockdown quarantine. And her family members couldn't see her, couldn't show her love, couldn't share time with her or be by her side. They didn't have the opportunity to express their feelings and lost opportunities to organize their own feelings and deal with their grief while she was still alive.
The surgery didn't extend her days, but it truly limited them. It may have been the same number of days, but the surgery, most of them were exhausted with nothing to do, absolutely accomplishing nothing. Without the surgery, she might not have lived any longer, but every one of those days would have been much more meaningful.
If she had known before she had the surgery that it wasn't going to make any improvement, she had said later that she never would have chosen it. What happened was she didn't recognize the subtle messages, and she did not make sure that she and her doctor had a common and complete understanding of what was being discussed. Her doctor may have explained in some way that the surgery might not make it better. We don't know because we weren't there, and that was a conversation between she and the doctor. What we do know is that the written record, the doctor's narrative, was very clear. She didn't have that information before she made her decision.
If your doctor utters the word palliative, take it seriously. It means that your doctor...
Or hospice.
Either of those words. If your doctor says that, it means that your doctor doesn't think that medicine can do anything more for you or your loved one than to manage your comfort for as long as your condition allows you to stay on this earth. Your condition is beyond their ability to cure.
In fact, in plain and simple speaking, for your doctor, the word palliative just may be a more subtle way of saying hospice. Let me also interject here that a hospice can manage your pain more fully than home health. Why? Because at the point that you're ready to accept your non-curative illness, the doctors are no longer concerned that you might become addicted to opioids or to the drugs that could be prescribed. Otherwise, in a very limited case by case in a hospital, can freely be prescribed in a home setting if hospice is chosen, and are not readily available in a home setting with home health.
That's right, because home health is originally intended and specifically targeted at short-term management of a symptom or an issue to recover and to move on. And if we end up managing that with an opioid, and there is an opioid addiction, then that's counterproductive. But when we are looking at the reality that hospice has been a conversation and that cure and recovery are probably not going to happen, then the issue of addiction is off the table. And so we have much more flexibility if opioids are appropriate. We also have more flexibility in the variety of care that we provide, because home health, it has a limited list of things that they can do, and they are paid for each of those. Within hospice, and with us at Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, with our palliative care program, we can provide a broad range of things that can be effective.
So remember, the word palliative may be a way for your doctor to help you digest and become comfortable with your condition, because your condition is likely not going to improve any longer. So what does it mean when they say palliative or hospice? What does it mean to you?
Your doctor is saying that he or she is willing to certify that you or your loved one as a patient is very likely to live fewer than 6 months. He's willing to complete a declaration as a physician that from his professional experience and training and knowing the patient's personal condition, that it will lead to their passing no matter what medical procedures are taken.
Right. So consider, do we continue to proceed or to take procedures that are going to be painful, sometimes exhausting, sometimes just cause so much more anxiety that it takes some of your days away? Many doctors here don't plan to recommend palliative care or hospice until it could be as short as a few days remaining. It's just too hard if people aren't ready to hear the truth, so they wait until the very, very end. So don't think that every doctor that mentions hospice or palliative care has set a clock at 6 months. If you're not willing to hear it, it might be much, much closer. So ask your doctor what their palliative or hospice recommendation time frame is for you.
Yeah, ask them. If you don't have any concerns today, it'd be a great time to talk to your doctor and say, you know, if you were going to recommend hospice or palliative care, what kind of a time frame do you believe is a good time to make that recommendation? And then maybe you can take that opportunity to let them know that you would like to have as much time as possible.
Right. More time for your family to gather around you and support you and love you. And remember, this is an opportunity for your family to not only serve you and express their love to you, but also they have to deal with and digest with what their new reality will look like. For them to go through the grieving process while you are still here will help them.
So if your doctor's talking about hospice or palliative, keep in mind that as the doctor's even considering having that discussion, he's come to the conclusion that nothing is going to change the outcome for you.
Right. There are many people that don't know this. They've missed the subtle messages that the doctors have given them.
So you can either be aware and prepared or not be aware. And it's how you're going to communicate with your doctor, how you're going to listen to what they say, and how you're going to bring conversations into your doctor so that you can have those discussions. I think it'd be much better to be aware, have the time to prepare, allow my family to have time to prepare and to put in place those things that they want to, and most importantly, to have the time to focus on those things that really matter.
I think there's been a shift in society. Most people today are more knowledge-based. They do want the information. They simply don't know that there's more information to get. They kind of sit before their doctor and they listen to what he says and they assume that they fully understand. And that's really why we're saying, hey, hear the words. Hear the words hospice and palliative. If you hear one of those words, you want to ask more questions, specific questions. When you're saying that, doctor, what does that mean for me? Does that mean that the services or procedures that you're going to offer me are no longer curative? Does it mean that you expect me to have a limited amount of time on this earth? Because if you knew that, wouldn't there be a lot of things that you checked off your bucket list? Wouldn't that be a time for you to get some things done and get your life in order and spend time with your loved ones and give them the opportunity to spend time with you?
And as much as any of us would hate to imagine that we are going to be at that moment in time where we have to come to that realization, we all have to realize that we all are going to get there at some point.
So it is going to be something that we all have to deal with at some point.
Right. So we can ignore it if we want. But we had a call from someone whose spouse had several ailments, and three different doctors had suggested hospice. And their response at that time was, they weren't ready for that yet. They still wanted to work on getting healthy.
The truth is, they couldn't understand what the doctor was actually saying. And the doctor didn't want to say more than they were ready to hear. We can't tell you how common an occurrence this is. You have to be willing to hear what is being said to you. And you have to be willing to ask those questions if you are unsure. The doctors will not expand on the subject if you aren't ready to receive the information. But this is the time for you to ask yourself, wouldn't you want to know? Would you want to know if your time was limited? Wouldn't it be better to know 6 months out than 3 or 4 days out?
Yeah, no, we aren't suggesting that anyone ever think that electing to take advantage of their hospice benefit is giving up in any way.
No, here is the reality. Hospice and palliative care are benefits that we have paid into our entire working history. If we allow fear to drive us, we will miss out on the opportunity to take full advantage of all the benefits that should be available for free. Free because you've already paid for them in advance.
Free because there's no deductibles, no copays. You don't have to pay for your prescriptions. Don't have to pay for your medical equipment, and you don't have to pay for the extended level of palliative care that Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care provides in addition to that Medicare standard requirement.
Remember, not everyone can say that they are fully accredited by Accreditation Commission for Healthcare. Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care is. We are also Medicare, Medicaid certified. Being accredited means we went above and beyond the qualifications of Medicare. We do more. If you are alone and trying to deal with an illness, wouldn't having a team of people come in to help you with the day-to-day tasks like house cleaning and meal preparation, wouldn't that relieve you a lot of stress? That's your palliative.
That is your palliative. Or if you're trying to care for your spouse and you're deeply concerned about doing everything, like med dosages, getting those right, and wouldn't it be great if you had a nurse that would come in and answer your questions and help you in your home? Would that relieve some stress? If so, that's your palliative.
Right. And by the way, that nurse is available through hospice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on holidays and weekends. So it's nice to have somebody to call. If you are feeling overwhelmed or stressed in any way, then give Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care a call at 435-477-6999. Again, 435-477-6999. We sincerely want to help. We can answer your questions, inform you of resources, make resources available to you. Just really answer those questions. Don't forget to put some thoughts into writing this week or give us a call of who you think of could benefit from some palliative services. Give us that call and let us know what their palliative needs are.
Right. Your assignment this week is to write down the things that you would consider to be palliative and come up with some extremely interesting ideas. And when you come up with that, make a list of the things that you think are important for you and less important. And also let us know what you think are some of the most interesting ones. We will try and make those come true for some people.
I'll put Andy on the spot really quick. If you were going to think of some things that might be considered palliative that would really help anybody in the community, somebody who was dealing with a critical condition, what would it be, Andy?
Well, I like you guys started with music, and I'm really, really into music. Have been my whole life. I play instruments. My wife and my daughters are all into it, and my sons. And so I really like music therapy. I think it's really important, and I'm a little sentimental. The movie The Notebook?
You guys remember that movie?
Yeah. With the music he plays for and stuff. And, yeah, so I'm a big believer that music can be a great palliative tool.
It can.
It absolutely can. So for you, maybe a jam session with your family.
There you go. Pull out the guitar. And drums.
Yeah, and get people involved and enjoy that event. There's mm-hmm. no reason that we just have to suffer in misery. Let's look for great opportunities to enjoy every moment that we have.
Well, music really can bring back great memories and start conversations and help us to deal with difficult times. I often turn the music on too, my favorite songs. Don't we all? If you're sad, you turn on a certain song. So yes, music therapy is a great palliative.
Awesome. One more time with the phone number, you guys.
Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, 435-477-6999.
Or find us on the website, pathwayhospicecare.com.